Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. Silver Spider says, funny how they want things like woman, LGBT, or black-owned companies, but not Chinese-owned companies. No, the Chinese, they're white adjacent. I think that's what's happening. And yeah, who ever asked for TikTok to be banned? It's ridiculous. There, if you have a stance against the internet, perhaps you think the internet is bad for children, teenagers, but then that's Facebook, that's YouTube, everything is bad. There's nothing particularly bad about TikTok. You know, there's YouTube Shorts, which is a competitor to TikTok. So if you were serious about some arms of the internet, you would go across all of these platforms. So what ultimately people are reflecting today is... They're saying the reason TikTok is banned is the intelligence community, the Jews of America, don't have enough control on it. And yeah, there's been in the whole Gaza situation, there's been video that got exposed specifically on TikTok and then eventually turned into clips on other platforms. There are certain trends, like I remember the per blood trend as stemmed on TikTok. The idea that if you weren't vaccinated, you were a pure blood, and basically a kind of Nazi imagery around non-vaccination stemmed, and it was on TikTok. So TikTok can allow a generation to be more silly than allowed by the rules of Jewish-controlled platforms like YouTube. And I think that is the reason, because when you see who... How is it that we have political agreement on this issue? That both the Republican and the Democrat side find enough politicians to vote for a TikTok ban? When you can't have agreement on anything that relates to the American people, it's really in service to an elite that these politicians are able to move in the same direction all of a sudden. And they're using the whole excuse of national security. But when you listen to Frame Games, you know, Mike Pence having appeared on Tucker Carlson, he made the whole explanation that ultimately it's a bunch of people who had concerns of national security. They were trying to present people as living outside the U.S., so they didn't have any First Amendment right. It was the whole intelligence, CIA psyops. But eventually it turned against Americans. And, you know, there are American users of TikTok. They should have rights to have a TikTok. They should have rights. It should be part of their First Amendment right, the right to association in a corporation, in a club, on the internet that allows them to express themselves in the way they want. I would like to know if it's possible that if they ever... do ban TikTok with Joe Biden executive action, perhaps there could be an American citizen claiming that this is harming their right. It would be an interesting case because it's the excuse of national security, but there's no national security event that has been happening on TikTok. There's no people who got hacked and... There's not been a military operation operated on TikTok. So it's really a bunch of American psyop artists who are frustrated that they don't control the entirety of the internet. And so they're going for TikTok. And as people are arguing, it's not so far from them going toward X. They will go at X with the European lawsuits and the... charges, and then they go at TikTok with American executive orders. Ultimately, they're trying to bring back the censored internet of 2 or 3 years ago. UFC champ Mark Coleman wakes up in tears while embracing his daughters after successfully saving his parents from a house fire. Look at this, Mark Coleman. I remember his fights. This was a great guy. It was fun to look at fighting back in the Pride days. Mark Coleman, what a classic martial artist. And now he just saved his parents. He ran into the house, tried to find who he could, successfully found his parents and carried them out. Well, spectacular, but this guy had generated much spectacle already. What an elite warrior, you know. he's what, 60 years old, and now he's saving people from fires, but back in the days he was owning, I don't even remember, people say ground and pounder pioneer. I don't even remember his fighting style. I just remember this was a name of quality. I remember being excited when Mark Coleman was in a fight. There was a couple of favorites that I had in. Don Fry is another one that I really loved. Don Fry taking the opponent by the neck and starting to hit his face while the opponent was doing the same to him. That was one of the greatest moments of those magical years of martial art. Keith Wood says, Rabbi Shmuley feed is so insane. It's just rant after rant about how everyone is anti-Semitic with the occasional plug for the dildo shop he runs with his daughter. From anti-Semites Mo Job and creepy Candace Owens, it appears there may be connection between Jew hatred and sexual repression. Both are obsessed with Jews and sex, and both hate Jews to their core. Crazy Candace calls kosher sex filth. Mojab as... This is a guy representing Jewish interests so poorly that one wonders if he's not our guy. Let me... Let me state that hypothesis. I want it on the record, because if we discover something 10 years down the line, let me raise the hypothesis that Rabbi Shmuley is actually a parodic performance artist hired to make the Jews look bad, because going after Candace Owens while also trying to sell sex items, that is something. And to be constantly on this, oh, they're anti-Semites, they're weird, they must have some sort of bizarre sexual repression. It's like, bro, can you be less obvious? Like, this is total Freudianism. And, you know, if you were just to consider the possibility that some people may have legitimate critiques against Jews, maybe all of it would make more sense. Maybe you wouldn't have to go through these hoops in your mind. Nicholas Petrus says, I was thinking Shmuley must be parody too. Yeah, I think some of you guys have raised this in a past show. That's why it's coming to mind. Mika, okay, someone has been a porn actress, but now she was saved by Jesus. Let's see what she has to say.
Good morning, everybody. Okay, so really quick, I have a couple things to address, and I just need you to listen to me. So I've had quite a few people reach out to me, comment, you know, just truly curious about what and why I changed. So listen, I was a pastor's kid for almost all my life. I grew up in church. I was always in church. You know, I was also homeschooled. So my life truly felt like a cage. And I'm not saying Christianity is a cage. I'm saying religion was the cage. I was a Baptist, you know, I was a Baptist pastor's child for the longest time, right? Me and my family did not have a good relationship. And I'm the middle of five children. So I'm talking about my other brothers and sisters and my parents. It just truly felt like such a cage. I was a very rebellious child, like sneaking out when I was like 16 years old. I was just going the wrong way, right? So about 4 years ago, I started my OnlyFans because I think truly it was out of pure rebellion. And like, honestly, I'm such a like independent person that I never felt the need for a man to provide for me, like have a man in my life to provide for me. So I started OnlyFans about 4 years ago, and I climbed to top 0.01%. I'm not saying that to brag. I'm saying that the devil can truly give you things in this life. He has a budget, though. He can only go so far. So a couple million, okay, great. The devil can do that sometimes, right? But I truly have gifts and talents.
That's a low voice. Very low tonality voice. Is that what happens when you suck dick all of your teenage years?
I did not use them in the right way. And I'm reaching out to anyone who's like questioning what they should do in their life. And I turn to corn. That's what we're going to call it. Okay. So this is just me sharing my personal experience with you. So I reached out and did corn for 4 years. And I showed myself all over the internet. I said crazy things on podcasts. If you don't know the I Love Cheating podcast. And so I met this person who's now my partner, and he truly showed me God's love. He was sending me Bible verses, praying over me, and we were just friends. So like the Holy Spirit was truly working and moving, but I was in such a rebellion against it because I was like, God doesn't love me. I've had to work this hard for this many years because no one cared about me. My family didn't care about me. Christianity is a cage. It's not Christianity, it's religion. Religion is the cage. And unfortunately, I didn't have like good role models growing up. My parents, my siblings, I didn't have good friends. I truly fell into darkness. And
something tells me that she's not totally restored. She's not fully connected to reality back because okay, you have Baptist parents, they are ultra-religious, you feel in a cage, you go toward porn, but then when you present your errors as you went toward porn and as you walk back toward Christianity, you can see that she still accuses her brothers, sisters, and parents to be bad people. But I thought they were bad because they were too much into religion, which you walked back toward. There's some contradiction here that tells me, yes, someone on the chat was saying deep inside she's still a whore. Yeah, I think the whore hasn't been fully kicked out yet.
I was, like I said, I was top 0.01% creator. Like, that is crazy. That is a crazy milestone to reach in that industry. So I made what I made. I did what I did. But I want to share with you guys the truth of it all. Because I am now giving it all up for Christ. I am now.
Well, you're probably in your late career, right?
Truly a believer. I would never take it back. God radically saved me from this darkness. And let me tell you again, the devil has a budget, but God does not. God literally made you. He made this world. He made the heavens. Like, what makes you think that God can't bless you with anything? But the devil will give you these things that trip you up, and money in front of your face, and these worldly friends, your family that isn't there for you, you know? But don't be discouraged, because God has a better plan for your life. And let me tell you, I have felt and started living that plan. And since then, the money, the fame, the Gucci, Louis, whatever bags, the shoes, the clothing, the huge trips that I've taken doesn't matter. Because at the end of the day, do you want to go to heaven or do you want to go to hell? And my soul, I'm sorry, but it's not worth going to hell for at all. And God loves you so much that he's willing to give you everlasting life. You need to understand that your life is very temporary here on earth. And we all have a mission. And that's to preach the word of God. Okay? I love you guys.
Okay, well, the part of her parents, I still don't get it. She still seems in a revolution against her parents. She said at the end that her friends were there because her parents weren't there. But does she realize that she may have been abandoned by her parents and her brothers and sisters because she was living a lifestyle that they disapproved? Like, you know, there are good reasons to reject an adult child. And I feel like she may have been rejected, but not have understood that she was hurting them through her behavior. She's probably very hard to injure as a woman. If she was at 16 years old getting out of her bed to go hang out on the streets and then quickly getting engaged in prostitution, porn, whatever she was doing there. That is very hard to tolerate and endure. So at some point, parents will just abandon you emotionally, and they will say, look, you're giving us so much emotional waves, we can't endure it. We can't. If we care for you, it hurts us, so we have to stop caring for you. Corvin Carlsine says she's planning on pumping out 5 kids, or is this more self-aggrandizement? We will know through the years that this is the question, because sometimes they are high on this discourse that they heard from a pastor. They can repeat it very easy, but whether they truly make the changes in their life, that is not a given. We have a self-driving janitor, cleans all of the bathroom without human contact. I love this. Oh, sorry for... Sometimes these videos are super high sound. This is wonderful, absolutely wonderful. This is even cleaner than a human cleaning the place, because the human cleaning the place must have some dirt on him, must have some bacteria. This is clean, clean, clean. Ty Odyssey says 50,000 jobs have just now been lost. Oh yeah, there's probably a... Yeah, at some point, humans are just too costly to maintain. We have this whole population that's basically dependent on this, all this small work to be done out there. I say get rid of them. Zionist podcaster using dirty tactics against the people of the Fresh and Fit podcast. There was a cross stream between the Fresh and Fit guys and Ethan of H3H3 production. And oh my God, this segment made me laugh my ass off.
So 6 million Jews died is a myth. That's nutty. How many Jews died in the Holocaust?
Do you know?
Do you know? How many?
I mean, the number is like 6 million, right?
I mean, it's changed a bunch of times.
I mean, you tell us. I don't know your history.
You don't know my history? What? Like, what does that mean?
How many?
You tell us.
I mean,
you tell us.
I answered already.
You said like.
Well, I don't know.
Well, knowing the... You want me to give you the precise number of people that died in the Holocaust?
Yeah.
Illuminate us.
Do you think that's possible?
Oh. Okay.
So... Oh. I love that just reverting the question makes them ask themselves, wow. I've never thought about it, but the methodology to even know something like this is quite rough. I mean, if it was happening in 2024, there could be arguments in the order of magnitude of millions. You're telling me that it happened in 1945, 1939 to 1945, and that we can have a precise count?
Wait, okay. You guys' bar is really fucking weird.
So
if I can't give you the exact amount of people that died in the Holocaust, then I don't know what I'm talking about. That's literally like impossible to know.
Yeah, we don't know either.
Six million people.
We don't know either.
We don't know either, bro. We don't know either, bro. Just saying.
It's about 6 million, though. I'm comfortable saying that.
Okay.
They want you to say the number without knowing. That's the reason why they make it illegal to say any other number. They want you to converge toward that number automatically without asking yourself, how do I measure this? How was it measured?
Well, so you don't know exactly. We don't either.
We'll take your word for it.
Well, I know close enough. It's 6 million.
All right.
We'll take your word for it, bro. Thank you.
So how many do you think died in the Holocaust?
See, this is... They just told you they have no particular expertise in history. they don't have an interest at claiming a number. So they just told you, we don't know, we'll take your word for it, 6 million. But he repeats the question because it's all about the kneeling. It's all about the operation of subordinating another human to your vision of history. This is what Ethan is trying to do. That's the only reason he's on that path of interrogation. He's not interested at all about whether they have a methodology that compares with him or that's better than his. He's all about shaming them by forcing them to say a number that they already said they have no knowledge about. So they are not informative. If you are an interviewer and someone says, I don't know the answer, JF, that's the end of this line of questioning. But it's never the end with this question, because what they want is the symbolic kneeling. It's not the number. The number doesn't matter.
Whatever you think, man.
Whatever you think, we think too.
So you guys believe 6 million Jews died in the Holocaust?
Whatever you think, brother.
You guys really, like, are... You guys cannot answer questions. It's pretty incredible.
And it's like, if you're going to go around the world and making me a criminal for thinking otherwise than you, then my answer at some point is going to be, whatever you say, bro. Whatever you say. I'm bound by law to answer whatever you say, bro. Okay, 6 million. Okay, it's 6 million. This is the end of it. This is what ideological fascism leads to. It's that you're going to have a population that can laugh at your face while they are forced to say what you force them to say by law. That's why in America, there was this tradition of free speech and not forcing people to say stuff, because forcing people to say stuff has no value. Literally, they can be laughing at Ethan's face right there and recognizing that basically they are obliged to say yes, because if they say no, what happens? They get canceled. They might lose all their platforms. So the only thing that they can say is whatever you say, bro. And it's so fun because it doesn't require much of this to piss off the Jews. Like, if you're just a little loose, 6 million-ish, if you're not categorical about 6 million, they are pissed. And it's beautiful what they were able to do with Ethan here. They really pissed him off. I'm Satoshi. You are Satoshi. We're all Satoshi. Except Craig Wright. He chose to prove in court that he's not Satoshi. So today was the ending. That is a funny tweet. Today was the end of a judiciary process initiated by a guy who had early small contribution to the Bitcoin core. And he had gone to court trying to make the case that he was Satoshi Nakamoto, and that he had even propriety over the Bitcoin code, and that therefore all of these miners out there on the planet, they were using his code. And the judge just categorically ended the trial saying, here, let me quote, his statement is devastating for his theory. Dr. Wright is not the author of the Bitcoin white paper. Dr. Wright is not the person who adopted or operated under the pseudonym Satoshi Nakamoto in the period 2008 to 2011. Dr. Wright is not the person who created the Bitcoin system. And fourth, he is not the author of the initial versions of the Bitcoin software. Any further relief will be dealt with in my written judgment. So the judge decided, you're not Satoshi Nakamoto. I think there had been plenty of evidence discussed that he wasn't. There's just evidence, I believe, that there was a single transfer of 50 Bitcoin early in the Bitcoin history from Satoshi to him. But he has no control over the original Satoshi wallets. And so I think it's always been bullshit, but it's it's now reassuring that this is behind us. And basically, it was found by a judge that Satoshi Nakamoto, whoever he is, he's out there, but it's not someone with a claim of property over the Bitcoin code as it stands. MicroStrategy continues on its role, announces proposed private offering of $500 million of convertible senior notes. Of course, that's money that they intend to buy Bitcoin with. Amazing. And people are exchanging theories around TikTok. Why? Why it's getting banned? They want to ban TikTok because the CIA can't control its narratives. Osama bin Laden's letter to America going viral made banning TikTok a deep state priority. Oh yeah, that's another that I didn't list at the beginning of the show, but the Osama letter, oh my God, was absolutely relevant in light of the Israeli-Gaza events. And yes, that's probably something that the intelligence community doesn't want to see. People awakening to the fact that, hey, we're supposed to have an intelligence community that informs us and that defends our interests. But here I read a ridiculous small letter by someone who's been said to be a terrorist. And it's more insightful on the situation in Gaza and the reason for Muslim anti-American actions than anything that I've ever been told by my media and by my intelligence communities. And Tim Pool was saying, if your argument is that the US is corrupt and will do whatever it wants, then what difference does this bill make? If your argument is that the bill is bad, why aren't you explaining the full context of the requirements in the bill and only showing small snippets? Because it's not a bill that bans TikTok. It's a bill that is tailor-made for TikTok. It says, if the president finds this condition and this condition and this condition, then the president can ban whatever is the organization. So, for example, they say, a person subject to the direction or control of a foreign person or entity described in subparagraph A or B. So they're saying, if it's a foreign adversary that owns the corporation, you can ban it. But if it's someone who's acting for a foreign adversary, and so basically, even if TikTok is not owned by the Chinese government, they have a corporate structure, they're owned by a corporation. You can say, well, this person is subjected to the Chinese government. Then someone was bringing the pro-Palestinian content. The truth is they're banning TikTok because of all the pro-Palestinian content. That's something they have a hard time controlling, because you have a mimetic movement on the internet that's totally in the disfavor of Israel. And it's manipulable when you're on YouTube. It was manipulable on the old Twitter, and it may still be under Elon Musk, you know, that they get pro-Palestinian takes probably shut down, shadow banned in some form. But TikTok is probably not very responsive to these sets of interests. They probably don't care all that much about the Israel-Gaza stuff. So Gaza, pro-Gaza stuff coverage gets exposure, and it can lead to virality. And that's a problem for the intelligence community. Tim Pool seems to agree. He says, this is 100% correct. The bill's real purpose is to protect Israel. Whoa, 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 Tim Pool, you're getting hot there. You're getting hot, Tim. He's in the pipeline. He's in the radicalization pipeline. Tim, careful, Tim. I don't want you to lose your podcast at YouTube. Pornhub has disabled access to its site in Texas. As you may know, your elected officials in Texas are requiring us to verify your age before allowing you to access our website. Not only does this impinge on the rights of adults to access protected speech, it fails strict scrutiny by employing the least effective and yet also most restrictive means of accomplishing Texas' stated purpose of allegedly protecting minors. So it's part of the whole distinctionism that is rising in America, where we have a bunch of right-wing states that will go in the right way. And then we have the rest of the degenerate states that will not go that way. And Texas is probably a future Democrat state, but for now they are running on a very right-wing platform. And was this bill done with the intent of closing effectively Pornhub in the state? Maybe. Maybe. But in the end, it's good. I don't object to porn, because I think that porn, denying porn to incel males is like denying, you know, opioids to a dying cancer person, to an old person who's going to die in 3 months, but they will suffer through a lot. Like, why not give a little relief to the incel males? Because society has been organized in a way that anyway, we will have a huge incel male problem. So porn, I don't object to it in that case. Like, why would we maintain males alive just to suffer through having no sexual satisfaction? As for the males who are capable of getting girlfriends, I think it's a healthier life to live without porn. But... so I don't have a strong objection to what Texas is doing. Anyways, if there is a total need for someone in Texas, they can probably use a VPN very easily. Congress out here banning TikTok while the big national security threat is clearly Grindr. We have yet another case of James O'Keefe charming a gay guy in the Pentagon, in the Biden administration, and getting some info from it. At this point, it's an epidemic. But, I mean, the math is there. It had to be that way. If you have an administration that keeps wanting to push LGBT to the forefront, they will end up with the most sexual degenerates they can get. And it's going to be people who are rotating... who are rotating in their sex life on an every week basis. And so that's what we have. Now, if you rotate in your sexual life on an every week basis, which is what gays do, the sexually active homosexuals do this, then you have a weakness in your armor, which is that James O'Keefe at some point will want to have coffee with you and will speak gay and sound gay and look gay. I like it that this is a real national security threat. Like, if you want to ban TikTok, I think you have a better argument to banning, gay degenerate lifestyles and sexually degenerate lifestyles in the government. Steve Dogg says the monopolization of women by fewer and fewer high-status males inevitably results in the incel epidemic. I agree. I totally agree. I think we might have surpassed Weimar Germany. Brian Krasenstein was saying, what's so bad about eating people? We eat cows, right? People are cleaner than cows, right? That's it, ladies and gentlemen. We have achieved a point, an achievement of civilization. You know, there was walking on the moon. There was the internet. There was the discovery of superconductors. And now we are at the point where we have intellectuals making arguments for cannibalism. You know, maybe cannibalism isn't so bad. This is late stage leftism. When you're not alarmed at the cannibalism, you're no more morally offended at the cannibalism. You are trying to subversively make the argument that, hey, if we were to start eating each other, would that be so dramatic? After all, we're all atoms and we eat atoms, right? Already? DK Shadow says, how does the cannibalism affect you? Oh my God. Late stage civilization is so hilarious. Thread of the most epic images and videos from SpaceX Starship launch. Apparently, the Starship has accomplished a big feat today. It has reached orbit. Basically, when they were flying it, usually they were flying it suborbital and then falling back on Earth. But now they have reached orbital speed, and so they have launched it in a way that it could leave the Earth, basically. You know, SpaceX, what can I say about it? I'm excited if Elon can get a colony on Mars. I'm okay with him trying, but it's going to be hard. On Mars, nothing will survive but a glass bubble, a full glass bubble fully sealed from the environment. Nothing will survive up there except this. So can we build a fully sealed environment on Mars, a true biodome? How long can we make it? Can we then make it modular so that we can grow and grow and have more and more bubbles? Now, if he can do this and, you know, host life there, like bring bacteria, bring soil, bring plants. Lendl Guntram says Total Recall is coming. I'm excited if Elon can do it, but in my experience, things go to shit. In my experience, it's always harder to make it happen, and humanity basically doesn't deserve this. Humanity isn't even able to know the current state of science. Humanity doesn't even have the intellectuals to face this theory and say, oh yeah, it's true. So I don't think we're at the point of being interplanetary. And I think that Elon has probably a very unique talent, which is, despite the big teams he has been operating, he's been successful at doing stuff. He's been doing stuff with human beings. And it's probably because he's very selective at the employment level, and he's good at cutting off the useless parts of a company. But this one will be going to Mars and making it work. I'm afraid it could be even above Elon's capacities. Here we have a video of what seems to be that famous launch that led to orbital speed. All right. Well, I would love if Elon can make this work, but I was seeing this rocket descend back to Earth. And Elon was describing the plasma. Basically, there's flames all around it. As it comes back into the atmosphere, it burns a lot. And I was thinking, how many trips before something bad happens? How many trips before those panels can't take it anymore? Lynn.Guntram says, re-entry burn was fascinating. John Drake says, Mars isn't gonna work. I mean, Mars, we just achieved having the right speed to leave the Earth with this rocket. The cost to build a whole thing on Mars, deploying it with humans eventually, that sounds like a very hard thing to do. And how do you seal perfectly an environment in a way that is buildable on place? That's a really hard question, because you can't carry a 1 kilometer wide glass bottle. You can't. So you're going to have to build it on place. How do you build a truly sealed environment that can resist the conditions on Mars, the sun rays, that doesn't degrade with time? That is going to be a tough one. United Health CEO meets White House official after biggest cyber attack on the U.S. healthcare system. Well, the U.S. healthcare system, I think they are very poor. So I don't know what's their philosophy of computer defense, but I wouldn't be surprised that there's lots of openings. Cell phone radiation research was halted after worrisome findings. Expert questions why. Decades of animal research point to serious health risks from cell phone radiation exposure, but examining a possible link stops now. The National Toxicology Program, tasked with studying potential toxins, recently announced it would no longer investigate evidence that cell phone radiation can harm animals or people. The move stunned scientists like Devra Davis, a former senior advisor to the Assistant Secretary for Health in the Department of Health and Human Services. Unpublished NTP research undermines the decision to halt cell phone radiation studies. The research was technically challenging and more resource intensive than expected. The technical challenges are not a reason to avoid studying something that appears to cause cancer in animals. Well, we should definitely be alarmed. A court finds that the FCC has illegally ignored 5G health risks. We should definitely be alarmed, because they're already controlling the discourse. They have made sure to neutralize any discussion on mainstream platforms. YouTube is already going after people who are anti-5G as terrorists. They believe it's a threat to society. So they've basically decided, you're going to get this technology. We're not going to do the research to establish its safety, and you're going to shut up about it. It's already all in place. These three elements are in place, so they think they have enough control to do it without people's consent. We have to be serious, and I don't know that 5G is dangerous, but I want to know. I want to know. Raz Alert says over 16 female athletes are suing the NCAA over transgender policies. So females are fighting back. They claim that they have a right to female sports. I would agree. I think you should have the sports you want. You should be able to build a club of, I don't know, let's do YouTuber boxing. You have to be a YouTuber to enter our league. But once you're a YouTuber, you can be a boxer and you can box with us. Well, why wouldn't there be biological woman boxing and biological woman categories? This woman has a terrible ID.
You're telling me in 2024, women still are not able to go home and take off of work during their menstrual cycles. Why is this not a thing? I don't understand it because I have really painful periods. I know that I'm speaking on behalf of a lot of women and I still have taken things for it. Like, it doesn't fix it, but it is a really awkward situation trying to go to your managers, especially me working in a male-dominated industry, saying like, hey, I can't stand up right now because my cramps are fucking killing me and I really just want to cry. Can I please go home for the day? I know that seems easier said than done, but it's really not, because men don't get it. And I understand why they don't, because they have never gone through it and they never will. I think it's just...
No, listen, woman, you are not worth the amount of money you're getting paid already. There's already a problem. Even if you make it to your job and you're there 5 days a week, you're already leaking energy out of the economic system. You are already a cost to your employer. You look at all the businesses out there, they don't make profit because they keep leaking their money to human beings that cost them something to maintain. If you had on it that you want to get paid while you're pregnant and you want to get paid while you're menstruated, or you don't want to get paid, but you just want to suddenly disappear from your work, then you're making yourself even more of a cost to your employer. So that's the reason we can't give you menstruation breaks. It's because it doesn't work economically once we do this. The arrival of women on the work market has caused these genius ideas to be expressed, but none of them work because the work market, as it stands, doesn't even work. The work market is a scam. I can't believe that bosses of companies are still doing it. They're still hiring people because they are in the delusion that perhaps it can work. Perhaps we can survive. You can't. You can't outcompete Bitcoin buying. And so anything you do, whether you do pizza, I hope you enjoy it because it's a hobby. Anything else than buying Bitcoin is a hobby. We have here a woman who told a story about being kicked out of a bar and said, they were rude to us, they threw me down the stairs, and she acquired a lot of attention on social media. Wow, you got thrown down the stairs by the bouncer of the bar. And it turns out that we now have camera and we can compare the narrative of this woman versus the reality of what happened. So she was escorted out without any violence, any pushing. She walked down the stairs. Look at how she describes it versus the reality.
I'm just pushed down. He sends me flying down the staircase.
So she was flying down the staircase.
Hysterical at this point. I think I start to kind of yell, scream back at him, kind of push back at him. And
so she pushes back and becomes hysterical.
And he takes me a second time and shoves me again. And so
shoves me down the stairs.
And me flying down the rest of the stairs.
And she then falls down the rest of the staircase. Now let's look at the video. So we are supposed to believe that she has been shoved down a series of stairs. Then she pushed back to try to defend herself. And then he took her again and just shoved her down another series of staircase, which, you know, you would have some injury if you were sent flying down staircases. I would expect some injury. But let's see the flying down the staircase.
Please.
Okay, so there she is. No, you are walking down the staircase. They both were walking down the staircase. The bouncer was telling them, you have to go, you have to go. Telling them respectfully. All right, so there's other examples, but you get the lesson. Do not believe women who are telling you they were the victim of violence. Nuke from Persia says, Jeff, How would you teach mathematics to your children? Some people recommend to play tabletop games together to teach them arithmetic and basic probability theory as a start. As a further step, I plan to teach them formal logic and set theory so they can apply it in learning geometry. Yeah, you know, you don't have to have much pressure onto this. It will come naturally, but depending on their interest, there are a series of things you can do. I think the ones you listed are great. I think you can definitely get them, get any children interested in geometry, making triangles, and then geometry becomes an entry point to eventually analytical geometry and equations and Descartes plans, that kind of stuff. Probabilities is one way to go at it. Computer coding is another way to go at it. You know, there will always be math emerging in any computer program you do. At some point, will have a math core of it to it. So any of these points of entry are fine, and you don't need to be pushing that hard on this. Just giving them challenges in those domains will naturally lead them to solutions that are mathematical, and eventually you can get into understanding more of the math. This is the first month I won't be able to afford rent. Oh, we have some normie squeeze videos.
This is the first month I won't be able to afford rent. I'm not a rich person. I don't have a lot of stuff.
Where's your husband?
I have basic household necessities, a couch, a bed, washer, a dryer. That's about it. A car. I don't have a lot of lavish things. I don't go on vacations, and I don't spend a lot. Rent's increased from $1,300 to $1,800. The food prices are too
boom
high. I've cut back on eating because I literally cannot afford food.
The normie squeeze will continue until marriage improves.
I've cut back on my favorite snacks, cat food.
Yeah, by the way, this is luxury apartment as far as I'm concerned. Like, I have the privilege of living a good life in, you know, on the premises, not rented premises. And I don't live that kind of luxury. You are paying for a high price apartment. You probably have a slightly higher price car. You probably buy slightly higher price cat food treats. And there you go. You're already living in the extra. And on top of it, I don't see a husband.
Food treats. I'm exhausted all the time from being overworked and underpaid. You don't catch a break when you grow up poor. I don't need much to be happy. I just
grow up poor. You gotta be kidding me. Like in my home, I have walls that are ripped off that I didn't have the chance yet to fully fix. She's there with her fully molded apartment, everything clean, dressed cleanly, and she calls herself growing up poor.
I want to be able to live comfortable. I just really need to catch a break right now. I'm trying so hard, and I feel like I'm not doing enough. I don't have family. I don't have anything to fall back on. This is the first month I
find a husband. You will be partners in life. You will be splitting expenses, and things will suddenly all fall back into place. You will understand your role as a baby maker. The transformed wife says she's grieving the years she lost in becoming a doctor. She asks, what did it get me? The female doctors I know regret it, yet many of you only care about having female doctors for you, not about what's best for them and their families. This is called selfishness. This was a reaction to a meme that says, 4 years of undergraduate, 4 years of medical school, 3 years of residency, board certifications, all to want to be a housewife. We are headed toward an epidemic of this because we've designed the selection process in medical school to be radically favoring females. And you can go in medical school right now and see almost all students end up being female. So you're going to have a whole generation of female doctors who aren't working 7 days a week, going crazy to become crazy surgeons, because that's, you need the testosterone to do this. You're going to have a generation of female doctors. I'm sure they can be competent at giving the right pills to you, but they're going to take a full year to get a pregnancy break. They're going to want a second baby. They're going to want their summer vacation. They're not going to go at work the way men were doing in previous generation when they were becoming doctors. So you're going to have a much lesser efficiency of your workforce that is trained to be doctors. Rodilacid says 60% of medical students are now female. It's time to equalize the gender gap and refuse some women so more men can enter university in medicine. Don't hold your breath, but maybe at some point they will do this. Don Lemon has done the dirtiest thing to Elon. He tried catching Elon on an extremist radicalization pipeline series of questioning. The kind of slimy stuff that you see really only the most dishonest public people engage in, you know, the Oliver Darcy of this world. And, you know, the thing is, Don Lemon got fired from CNN for being misogynist, basically, because Don Lemon is gay, and he's the kind of gay who is really, really annoyed by women. I can sympathize with this to some extent. That's one thing with which me and the gays, we can have a point of connection on this one. Now, so he's annoyed by women. So when he was at CNN, you know, he would just literally tell women straight to their face, go fuck yourself, bitch, basically, as the gays often do. Because the gays, they have this fabulous pursuit of being feminine a little bit in their behavior. They're kind of females in their behavior, and they want to, so they get into cat fights much easier with females. So basically, Don Lemon got fired from CNN for getting into too many cat fights with women. And now he's trying to get his favors back because he thinks there might be a way back in. And his way back in was to pose as a fake Tucker Carlson. You know, he led people on thinking there will be something like a Don Lemon show on X. It's going to happen. And I was actually happy. I was like, yeah, unleash yourself, bro. I'd like to know what truly Don Lemon thinks. I'd like to know what he thinks when he's not hired by a top-down control over his mind. But the fact is, Don Lemon does not deserve that respect and does not deserve that hope. Because the first thing he did when he was free from CNN, instead of going after the system that just fired him, was to betray his first guest. He invited Elon Musk on, and look at the way he phrases his question. You know, he's just trying to plug in magical words in it.
Do you believe that X and you have some responsibility to moderate hate speech on the platform? That you wouldn't have to answer these questions from reporters about the Great Replacement Theory as it relates to
Democrats?
I don't
have to answer these questions.
The Great Replacement Theory as it relates to Jewish people. Do you think that?
I mean, the question at this point is a stack of three code words that Don Lemon had decided he would stack one above the other. And it's so nonsensical. He really just wanted to plug in the word Jewish here. He wanted to plug the words responsibility, platform, Jewish, hate, and look at how he does it.
Do you believe that X and you have some responsibility to moderate?
So he leads with a question. The question is torturous already because do you believe you have a responsibility to moderate? Well, there's already moderation happening on Twitter. There are rules. So do we believe we have a responsibility to moderate? I guess he does believe it, or else there wouldn't be rules on Twitter, right? So already it's a sneaky question that is clearly not trying to get to the truth. And now he's talking about moderating hate speech.
Responsibility to moderate hate speech on the platform.
And now look at how he combined the word hate speech on the platform. It is almost a single, it's trapped into commas. Now, there is a way to ask this question, which is, do you believe on your platform that your platform has a responsibility to moderate hate speech? But the slimy leftist journalist will invert the words of this sentence so that he can package in an affirmation hidden inside the question. Look at this. The affirmation is there is hate speech on your platform. Will you stop it? Look at it. It's almost scary, human language, how it can be jungled with for dishonest people. He has phrased the sentence in a way that an affirmation is hidden inside the question. Basically what we call a loaded question.
Do you believe that X and you have some responsibility to moderate hate speech on the platform?
Hate speech on the platform. So the human brain retains much, rather than the human brain retaining, okay, there's a question there. The human brain retains there is hate speech on the platform. And that you know you're faced with a fucking dirty snake when you see this kind of formulation. Clearly, he's after something. And as Elon just tried to begin to answer this question, Don Lemon stacks more, showing that his intent is not an honest interrogation of Elon. It is to attack Elon by sticking labels onto his face. Look at it.
That you wouldn't have to answer these questions from reporters about the Great Replacement Theory.
So now it's totally drifting into another torturous development. That you wouldn't have to answer these questions about the Great Replacement. So now we've moved from hate speech to the Great Replacement. Well, a question of immigration law. And when does Elon ever have to answer questions? When did this happen that Elon was compelled to answer questions?
I don't have to answer his question.
So Elon tries to correct him as he is developing his torturous, multi-layered, loaded question. But that's unwise because when you try to slip in a word, people will think that you've already answered and they will keep listening to Don Lemon. Now, Don Lemon is stacking Jews somehow on top of this.
Great Replacement Theory as it relates to Jewish people. Do you think that?
I don't have to answer questions from reporters. Don, the only reason I'm doing this interview is because you're on the X platform and you asked for it.
By the way, when Elon catches his jaw here, pinches his jaw with this position, the kind of philosopher statue position, Elon is fucking pissed. I've seen him do this a couple of times. Elon takes his lower jaw like this, not because he's philosophizing or thinking. It's because he has abandoned you in his head. Is like, I am stunned by what I'm observing. I am without words. I don't know what to say. That is a typical Elon move. He's like, you're going to trap me with three-layered question that seek to connect hate speech and then Great Replacement and then Jews like this. While I answer, you're just trying to slip in those labels onto me. So basically, Don Lemon gave the impression that he was going to be some kind of Tucker Carlson of the left. But right after this interview, he went to cry on CNN. He got invited on CNN. And he basically did the typical alt-right pipeline type of coverage. So when you betray your first guest as a public interviewer, you are putting yourself in a cage, because now no one who wants honest treatment will ever want to interact with Don Lemon. So he had one chance and he wasted it on attribution of guilt by association and not real questions and loaded questions that are meant only to tarnish Elon's reputation. Someone said on Twitter a clever sentence, "Don't shit where you eat." That is something that many countries would benefit from learning. And perhaps Don Lemon also should learn. Don Lemon has tried to shit where he was eating. He has tried to be this constant force of pulling down on the X platform and continuing the mainstream narrative. So as far as I'm concerned, even if he was to continue individual show on X, as far as I'm concerned, he's an agent of the mainstream and working for them. That is it for tonight, boys. By the way, before I go on full vacation in April, I will be taking a partial vacation of 3 days, and I think it's going to start next Sunday. Next Sunday, no show. Monday, no show. Tuesday, no show. This will give me 3 days to set up stuff, do some preparations, and then there will be the true one-month vacation for the whole month of April. By the way, you don't have to unsubscribe from the Patreon or Subscribestar. I have paused the Subscribestar and Patreon payments, so you don't have to pay me in April. That is it for tonight. Much love, and I'll see you all tomorrow. Melodic Black Metal says, "Oh no, Bitcoin show is ending for a while." So for those people who are complaining that I'm covering Bitcoin, I say, fuck you, 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 fuck you. Thank you.